would I be okay if I get your name too? Okay, Joe, thank you, Joe. Your last name, can I put that down on our records? You're doing the same kind of stuff, but now you got somebody that's more internal to the organization, so you can get more information here. You can say, Melissa told me Mr. Ross was the best person for us to contact. Now, usually Mr. Ross is always going to be in a meeting or traveling. You can never reach him. So when you get further back into the organization over here, now you want to get somebody that's more accessible. So you're going to say, Melissa told me Mr. Ross is the right person to contact. Does he have an assistant or somebody that, is more accessible? And they'll say, yeah, you can call Sharon. She's always around, and she's nice to deal with. And you can ask them, is there somebody that's easy to deal with? Because they know people that are real pains, they'll know that. And they'll say, and you can get a sense of who, when you talk to some of these people, then you can go back to Melissa and you can say, hey, Melissa, you put me through and I got the ogre from hell, Is there somebody else back there you could connect me with, And then you get somebody else. If you can't get to somebody, ask for the sales department. Call back and say, could you transfer me through to sales? Because the people in sales or customer service, those people usually are, they're pretty cool. And they're not going to be rude and nasty to you. So now we can get a more strategic question here out of Joe. Joe can tell us, he's going to know the emails. He's going to know Mr. Russ's email. He's going to have his own email. And you can ask a more strategic question. Is your office a member of an affiliate group or a purchasing organization? That might be a good question. Or can you tell me how many machinists you have? You can get more strategic information the further you get into the account. So now Joe may say, you're never going to get to Mr. Ross. You need to talk to Susan Langley. She's always around, or something like that. So now this is no longer a cold call. Just think about this. The next person that calls, look, you can call up, hey, is this Melissa? Oh, hi, Melissa. Can you put me through to Joe? Or put me through to Sharon? Or I'm assuming Mr. Ross is in a meeting. So now you see you've got like four or five names at the account. You know how many employees. You know a lot more information. This is not a cold call anymore. Do you understand? You can ask for people. It's like you're one of the family.
You're in
there. And you can start with the stuff, the boring kid who you're going to give it to and send it to and so on. And that's doing your job. That's a cold call. That's handling a cold call properly. Okay. Let's move over now to the next one, which is a follow-up call. We already did a role play on a follow-up call, which is a piece of cake, right? You're just following up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it works the same basic way. Starting off with a smile, this is John from Lynn Medical following up. Sorry I missed you. I will try to reach you again. Oh, you know what? I want to go back because there's one thing. I didn't get to Mr. Ross there. Let me go back. This is so important. Eventually, with this process, you are going to get to Mr. Ross. Eventually, with this process, you will get to Mr. Ross. Mm-hmm. You may have to call as many as 30 times to get Mr. Ross. But on the other hand, you won't be spending a lot of time because he's not there. So you just hang up. So you lose, 30 seconds or something like that. But eventually, you will get him. And you can be put in his voicemail. They'll usually give you that. He's in a meeting. You want to go in his voicemail? So you leave him a few voicemails, but I wouldn't leave any more than three, even if you call him 30 times. Three voicemails spread out, so if you call him, maybe you call him twice in a day, The first time you leave a message, the next time you don't. So you don't want to look like this Chinese girl that wanted, I want, freaking out the guy. And you leave him a few voicemails, which are just these what's in it for me statements. Mr. Ross, we're introducing a new boring line with a free promotional toolkit. I'm sorry I missed you. I'll try to reach you again. However, if you'd like to reach me, here's my 1-800 number. And after you do this a couple thousand times, it's in here, man. You're on autopilot. You don't even need to think. It's going to happen automatically. When you get him, this is what you need to say, and this is huge. You call this guy 30 times, and you finally get him on the phone. Mr. Ross, did I get you at a bad time? That is very hard to say. You do not want to ask, did I get you at a good time? Because there is never a good time for Mr. Ross. He's always busy, so you don't ask him, is it a good time? Yeah, I'm just laying here smoking a joint. Sure, what do you got? No, not ever going to happen. So it's, did I get you at a bad time, and you got both your fingers crossed, and you're hoping he's going to take a few seconds to talk to you. Lots of times they'll say something like this. Well, yeah, you did get me at a bad time, Melissa, but I've gotten your messages, and I'm kind of interested in this free promotional toolkit, so I'll take a couple minutes. Go ahead. Now, I would say, you know, you're all prepared. You got all this stuff nailed, what you're going to do and so on, and talk to him and try to get more information from him, maybe send him some stuff. Take him to a website where you can show him what the boring line looks like with all the parts and so on. So you got to have that on the internet, because everybody now, they got the internet fired up all day long, and he's sitting at his desk and the internet's right there, and he can go, sure, I can go there. So you can take him to the internet. Now you go through some stuff you're going to have on your internet, all pictures, and, you know, it's going to look like $1 million, and it's all nailed. And all the words on your website are written in lowercase so they can read it